Okay. Looking to the past, living in the present, anticipation for the future. The foundation of the SWIM ministry is based on three verses of scripture. And I really do want you to hear this, because without the Lord, I certainly wouldn't be standing up here, and we would not be doing what we're doing. Philippians 2, 3, and 4 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others." And then in Philippians chapter 1 at verse 27a, it says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." When this ministry started about 24 years ago, but before it became public, that was the initial beginning. During that time, we picked those verses. I at the time had been studying a lot in Philippians, but it seemed like were the verses that came to all of us. If we can do that, and if we can see others outside of our own needs, we have lots of wants, I do, but can we consider others first? Can we serve without an idea of getting something out of it? Or come to a meeting without getting something out of it for myself? Don't come with that attitude. Come with the attitude of, "God, whatever you want me to get, I will receive. I might fight it a while. I'm human, but I need to hear it." Okay? Living in the present, the current status. If you know us well on the evaluation sheets, which the word finally came, don't age. It stinks. We take those as a board, and we've said this before, but one of the joys of working 20 years in a ministry, and the joy that the Lord gave me, is I love to play with things. I'm a gadget person. And so we've been able to tweak SWIM 20 years. So every meeting and everything that we do is afterwards tweaked by the board and myself. So Bridges has had three names. It's now Bridges. It was X18, if you came in under that. And the alumni that are here, they came in under Priscilla's Partners. So, and in that transition of name change, there's whole lots of changes in that program, and which Jen Fry, who's here, is working with me, and we're switching it and tweaking it even more for next year. The Triple S program, we really need to increase, but where we are in the present is we're living between you all signing up and are getting you partnered with a faculty wife. That is just the way it is right now. It's not saying we're not trying to tweak that and do something about it. And then in the swing program I've already announced, we not only need and want new places, but we've also almost finished the 8-semester curriculum. Now you might say, "Well, that's a big deal. You know, what's 4 years?" Well, it's taken 20 years to get 4 years. And multiple choices of study material on how to arrange that program. That's the current status. And we're not tweaking just change for change's sake. We're tweaking so that we can meet a need that you all have expressed in one way or another. And believe me, in the early years when I would get a negative on those evals, I would be crushed for days. And finally, Chris Kaiser came along and she said, "You know, get over it. Move on. Think of what they're saying. So put down whatever you want, because we might make the change. We might not. I'm not a lone ranger. There's 9 seminary wives working on that board that have equal say with me. And the other reason we tweak, even in the present, is to meet needs and tools that we see in an ever-changing world that we're living in. The thing that worked 20 years ago when I was reading history of this thing, it won't work today. They're a bygone era. I heard a man Sunday get up in a meeting, a church meeting, and say, 50 years ago, and I told my daughter, I said, you know, I almost stood up and said, you know, that's nice. I lived 50 years ago too, but it won't work in today's world. We have to stay current. Now, anticipation of the future, what doors do I want to see opened? And when I say I'm hoping that's what the Lord's vision is, and I'm praying that it's the vision of the girls that are working with me, and also that I'm not going against seminary policy. But I'm a dreamer, so I love to dream. And in my lifetime, God's given me two of my most precious dreams. One was to teach PE. If you know me, I'm a sports freak. And the other was to teach and to travel with that teaching. And somehow in God's providence, he's allowed those dreams to happen. So I dream big things. So I'm going to give you a couple little ideas and things that I'm dreaming. And if God would so purpose, it doesn't have to be through me to see these in the future. There's a whole lot more I'm not saying, believe me. But I've got it down to 7 things. And I'm just going to read them because I want to be specific in the way I say them to you all. And it is my prayer. More participation, and I'm not going to dwell on any of these, of wives at DTS in the swim program. That's been, I think you've heard that, a critical need for this to happen. More participation of faculty wives in this program. It really needs to happen. We need to get the young faculty wives, and at this point, it's a vision. I've got ideas, but that's it. A continual update of materials available to you as wives in preparation for ministry. Books, CDs, anything with a means of getting it into your hands, especially internationals, but American student wives, we need it too. We need to be equipped, and people have done great jobs in giving the message. Seminars that address not only current issues, but also practical issues in the life of ministry. This comes back again and again, and we're working on it, but I want more of that in the future of the marriage of those two things. You need the theology, but you need the practicality of ministry. Continual and increased use of media in our publicity programs, etc. I'm gonna miss Emma, but she's handed it on to Lauren, sitting back by Kathy Burns, who is so gifted, and we thank her for everything that you've seen up here, although I'm embarrassed by some of it, of myself. But she put together every photo we have of the 20 years, and they're all digital now. So thank you from me. And we want to continue. We want to progress in that area. I want to really see the teaching and the modeling, and stressing the modeling, of the walk of faith in every component of SWIM. And I want to see that in the sense that it is now, and I pray to God, because I know I'm not going to stand up here forever. I don't care if there's a name change of the thing or whatever, that will be the constant of the wives' ministry at this school, that we are under him and his leadership, and that he would guide everything that we do and say, myself included. I want to be in submission in my household, but I also want to be in even greater submission to that Christ who gave his life for me. I love you all. I think you know that. I've loved those that come before, of which I want everyone that's here that's been on the board, and there's quite a few of you and alumni, to please go over under the banner, because I need to both hug you and have a photo of memories for me, at least. And I thank you for taking time out of your Saturday to be here to celebrate. Hopefully it was a celebration. It was for me. I may get a little choked up, but that's only because I'm kind of overwhelmed. Okay, I think we're I asked the volunteers for a half hour. We're right on. Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. You just stood up here about 10 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, and said I was your best friend.
Hey, by the way, it's Jeannie Hendricks, Mary Constable. Let's see, who else did I miss? Cindy Largent, Chris Kaiser. I think I got it. Who did I miss?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I didn't actually introduce you by name, some of you. I just introduced you as a friend or whatever.
So. Oh, wait.
Okay.
We okay.
Got 1 minute.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to say something about Carolyn Hanna, who started in this swim program as an adolescent. And for the past 20 years, some of us have seen her grow by leaps and bounds. I mean, we are what we are by innate personality, but by our willing submission to the Lord to create us into whatever He wants us to be, even if it goes against our natural grain, is incredible. In the first board meeting I ever went to with Carolyn back from sabbatical and at the helm, I just was so mortified because in her nice, sweet, now Southern Texas demeanor, even though she's a Yankee by birth, but now she'd been in Texas for so long, she took on that sweet Mary Kay image. And, you know, the board, I mean, they just ran right over her. You know, there was all these side conversations, and she'd go, okay, we're you know, we need to start. And blah, 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 blah. So by the next board meeting, I bought her this. And I also brought an egg timer so that she could, you know, use it to get everybody on board, because what part of being the swim board is, it gives you another opportunity to experience some way, shape, or form of some leadership skills. And Carolyn, as coordinator, is modeling this. And I'm like, you know, I know Cindy and I come from the business world where everything is just real cutthroat, right? But, you know, a little bit of organization and parameters, you know, go a long way, because Satan will try to eat up the time like he's maybe doing today. But anyway, all of you have a blower at the table. Carolyn, come on back up here, because we all need to stand and blow Carolyn's horn for her for all the past 20 years of heading up this organization that no one has beaten down the door to come alongside her. Yes. Come on. She will never blow her own horn, so we have to do it for her. Love you.
I get the pleasure of spending a couple days with her before I ship her home, but I'm not so sure. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Oh, I do love you. And that's not just trite words. My daughters know that the swim wives are my daughters also, and they think it's great. And I don't have words. Thank you. I love you.